The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. What is the distinction between focused and flexible free grace? Is eternal security a necessary part of the belief to receive eternal life? We will be sharing these things today and this week on Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We are located in North Texas, and you can find out more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. You can see our daily blogs at that location and find out where we might be holding conferences close to you. That's faithalone.org. Now, with today's discussion on the topic of focused or flexible free grace, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm here with Mike Lee. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bob.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Bob, I've been hearing you on the radio, and you've been talking about focused versus flexible free grace a lot, and I thought it'd be helpful for our listeners to go into what do these terms really mean.
Yeah, you spoke on this at our conference, well, both the last 2 years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've touched on this, and, you know, within free grace, I think we all are in agreement on, you know, salvation is by faith alone, and we all believe in eternal security. But I think some of our listeners may not quite understand that there's actually differences on what we have to believe about Jesus in order to have everlasting life.
Yeah. Now, there's two names. One is focused free grace. Our show is called Grace in Focus. So you've coined the name focused free grace, which I think is quite fitting. And the other group is called flexible free grace. That's not an expression they use of themselves, but it's one you've coined, and I think it's appropriate. And maybe we could talk about the distinction between the two. Yes, the people who hold to flexible and the people who hold to focus believe the promise of life in John 3:16, right? They believe that by faith in Jesus, they're secure forever. However, when it gets down to exactly what does a person need to do in order to have everlasting life, there's not total agreement.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is the term focus is, does everlasting life, eternal security, need to be the focus of one's faith in Jesus? Or can we be flexible about whether everlasting life and eternal security need to be included?
Right. So, for example, let's say that someone was told that if you believe that Jesus is God and he died on the cross for your sins and he rose bodily from the dead, then you are saved. And a person believed that. Some people within the flexible free grace camp, in fact, many of the people in the flexible free grace camp would say that person's born again, right?
Right.
Even
yeah.
if they don't believe that they're saved forever, they just believe, okay, now I've started on a life that could stay saved, but in order to stay saved, I've got to work. They would say, yes, but you believe in the deity of Christ, the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and you believe he's your Savior, at least for now.
Yeah. They believe something true about Jesus, but since everlasting life, eternal security doesn't have to be part of that belief, they can be believing in Jesus in their sense and get everlasting life as some sort of unknown result.
Right. I think we'll do several shows on this. We'll talk about that some of the people in the flexible free grace camp have a different view of what saving faith is than people in the focused free grace. And we'll talk about this issue of assurance of everlasting life. Is that something that must be believed, or is that kind of sanctification truth? Is that something I can get later? And then there's also the issue of lordship salvation. Although the flexible free grace people believe, like focus free grace, that lordship salvation is false, many of the flexible free grace people would say lordship salvation people are brothers and sisters in Christ, even if they never believed in the promise of everlasting life by faith apart from works.
Right, because if, you know, your saving truth is just believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again and that he's deity, you can believe that without believing in him for everlasting life. So lordship salvation could be a saving message. Roman Catholicism could be a saving message. Orthodoxy could be a saving message.
Yeah, and there actually is one person who teaches at the leading flexible free grace seminary who has said that. He has said that the Catholic Church is the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and so is Orthodox, and so are Arminian churches and Calvinist churches. that all these people are saved. And his view is basically that the vast majority of people in Christendom are born again. In fact, you wrote a book in response to his book, right? So if you want to check out Mike's book, it's there on Amazon, right? Mike, L-I-I.
Yeah, my one single loan book publication, you know. So it's not that hard to find if you look for Mike Lee.
So far, maybe in the future we're going to get Mike writing more books. But in terms of this issue then on assurance, they would say it is not essential that a person believes that the salvation they get is irrevocable.
Right. Assurance is a sanctification, you know, discipleship issue. It's not a salvation issue. You can be believing in Jesus and don't know that you have everlasting life. Believing in Jesus for everlasting life is the essential part of the saving message. So, you know, for people who say that it's flexible, then you can end up with people who don't need to have assurance in order to have everlasting life.
Right. And some people have a hard time understanding the distinction between these two views because they look at people and they say, well, they teach eternal security.
Right.
Right. They teach that Jesus promises eternal life to the believer. And they would look at us and say, we teach that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose bodily from the dead and is God in the flesh.
Right.
But we don't say that a person who believes in the deity, death, and resurrection of Jesus is born again. We say the person who's born again is the person who believes in Jesus for what he promises, which is everlasting life, right? Like John 3:16.
Right.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but has everlasting life.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but has everlasting life. The point there is that what Jesus is promising is the guarantee of never perishing, which he explains in verse 17 as being condemned, and of having everlasting life, which he explains in John 3:17 as being saved forever. This is what we believe in Jesus for.
Yeah.
The people in the flexible side, I've seen some of them that basically say that in the Gospel of John, the promise of everlasting life is the result of believing in Jesus, not what we believe in order to be saved. Do you remember reading that one?
Yeah, basically it's a result, but it's not part of the content that needs to be believed.
So therefore, in John 3:16, the saving message would be, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him.
Period.
That's the saving message.
Yeah, and that there are
and
some
flexible. And the rest is the result.
You're right.
Should not perish, but has everlasting life.
Yeah.
As long as you believe that God loved the world and sent his only Son into the world for us, and they'd have to interpret that, I think, to refer to the cross, which I think it does include the cross. I think it's the incarnation, the perfect life, and the death of Jesus, all that wrapped into one when he talks about that, although I seriously doubt Nicodemus understood the cross, even though he talked about the uplifted serpent in verses 14 and 15 and talked about Jesus himself being lifted up. The disciples sure didn't believe Jesus was going to the cross, so I doubt Nicodemus did either. But in any case, it's in there. But their point is you don't need to believe the part about won't perish but has everlasting life.
Yeah.
And to me, that's very problematic. Diane Boring likes to call this the bullseye. She likes to talk about the promise of everlasting life, the bullseye, and she got that evidently from some of the messages by Zane Hodges, didn't she?
I'm not sure, but yeah, I know she does love the bullseye, and I think it's a great illustration that what does a person have to believe in order to have everlasting life, and that's believe in Jesus for everlasting life. And the flexible folks, basically, they just like to leave out the last part. It's just believe in Jesus. There is no for everlasting life. That's optional. They can be flexible whether that's included or not.
Right. In 1 Timothy 1:16, Paul says that I'm an example of those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. And he has those words, for everlasting life. Now, there was a time early on in this whole debate when the flexible free grace crowd anathematized GES and the focus free grace.
Right.
And they said we were preaching a false gospel. They called it a crossless gospel. They sometimes called it a promise-only gospel.
Yeah.
And they had on their website, they had a statement saying we do not cooperate or fellowship in any way.
Endorse the GS gospel.
Essentially, they anathematized this. Now, they later took that down.
Yeah.
But the point is, this kind of cuts both ways.
Right.
In other words, the people who hold the flexible free grace feel that we are adding to the saving message. We're adding something that shouldn't be required.
Yeah.
I remember our 2006 conference, this came up, and about half the people said they were born again before they believed they were secure. And about a month later, one of our speakers from our conference spoke at another conference and said that he was born again 5 years before he believed he was secure.
Yeah.
So I met with him later in the year and asked him, how did he know that? And he said, well, I was told if I accepted Jesus or if I received him, then I would be saved. And I didn't believe by that that I'd be saved forever. I just believed I was saved. And he said, when that happened, my language instantly improved. I cussed like a sailor, no more. And I got a great appetite for the Bible. Well, I was thinking, I mean, lots of non-believers have had tremendous life change, whether they've gone through a 12-step program or whether they've had some near-death experience or whatever it is. Not only that, but doesn't God work in the life of unbelievers to draw them to Christ?
Sure.
You know, that's where a lot of these people come from. They look at their own experience, and then they say, you're saying something contrary to my experience.
Yeah.
So then they see that as a problem. So what we're going to have to do, Mike, is we're going to have to carry this over into the next one. But why don't we break this down into the component parts? Like we could talk about assurance, and then maybe we could talk about what saving faith is, what repentance is, and lordship salvation, some of these other issues. And we'll see. We'll go two or three more shows, depending on how much time it takes.
At the heart of it, this comes back to whether you need to believe in Jesus for everlasting life, eternal security, or whether that's flexible and optional to be left out of the message.
Right. And I think it's important to recognize, and we'll bring this out in the next show, you don't have to know the exact words eternal security or everlasting life, but you got to have the concept.
Yep, correct.
Well, thanks so much. And remember, keep
grace in focus.
We invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. On our next episode, more about the distinction between focused and flexible free grace. Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.